tell me a bit more about the soundtracks. Greg, you were just telling me a little bit about this before. You're doing a film soundtrack?
We've done a few already. It's some film festival in Cardiff. Mm. And we've done a few with Future Shorts where we do live improvised soundtracks to the film. So they've a big screen near the stage and we'll watch it. We have little monitors and we sort of go along with the film, play music towards it, and they take the music out of the film, so it's as us doing the live soundtrack.
Brilliant.
And it's good fun to do. Like, yeah. It's a bit of walking tightrope, because we always do our homework first. We always make sure we know the film inside out, and then so it's good fun. It really is, you know.
And does that make you guys more conscious? Because, you know, with radio, for me, I listen to other radio stations and you can't help but kind of be working. Does that make you more aware of music in films? Or
We all love film soundtracks. MC makes films, the guitar player, he's a filmmaker. So, but it's film soundtracks, we really want to try and make one eventually, one of these days. Hopefully some guy will ask us to do one.
Does the place you're recording in affect, obviously the tracks are already written, does it affect it?
Yeah, definitely.
In what kind of way? Like, this was in a country manor in North Wales.
It was just a kind of, I mean, we didn't see much of the house. It was just a studio in the middle of some woods, which were surrounded by hills and mountains in Snowdonia. And, I went for quite a few walks. And, it sort of looked like I wanted the record to sound anyway. So you're influenced by everything you experience. And, you know, definitely surroundings. I've always thought that with any record we've made, if we'd have done it in different studio, it would have been a totally different record. Mm. You know, so it's always a kind of lottery. But that's part of the fun of it, I think. Yeah.
So what is next for you guys? You say you're nearly at the end of this tour. I guess, hopefully, Christmas off.
Yeah.
And then what next year? What's the next bit for you
more,
guys?
More record. Well, we've been doing some more recording already. Mm-hmm. And we're just formulating a plan really at the moment of what we're going to do with it.
Okay.
But we're going to probably go back to Norway where we've been recording in February, maybe, and do some more. We want to put out some more music pretty soon. Like, we don't want to wait for another 2 years. But I don't know whether it'll be in album format. It's good anyway.
Yeah. It seems to be quite sort of flexible these days as well. It doesn't have to be an album and it can just be something. Yeah. Do you feel like there is more flexibility than there was when you started?
Definitely. I mean, the internet has really changed that. Yeah. And that's a really positive thing. I mean, the album is a great format, but it's not a necessary format. You know, I think you should make an album when you feel like you've got a bunch of songs that belong together. And, you know, but the album only originally came about as a way of getting more money out of, you know, instead of just putting out singles, you could put all the singles together and a few extra tracks and repackage them. And that was the, you know, the album was started as a completely commercial format. And I think now, there's no rules. You can put out individual tracks, you can put out mini albums, EPs, triple albums, whatever you want. I think the thing we want to get out of is the sort of album cycle that is this kind of thing that most bands get into when it's like you spend a concentrated amount of time recording a record, then you have to wait for quite a few months for the record to come out, and then you're touring it for quite a few months. And we all are much happier when we're just constantly recording and you know, and then going off quite frequently and doing a couple of weeks of touring and then back in the studio. And we want it to be much more sort of ongoing. Life's too short, you know. We want to be putting out, you know, we could be putting out 4 albums a year, you know, like, if we wanted, I think.
Greg passes out
I'm not for it, man. Mad for it.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, it's amazing. Well, best of luck with the rest of the tour, and obviously looking forward to hearing music pop up from you all over the place. Not necessarily waiting for the next album.
Cheers.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you.